In our work of looking to live to others, I'm going to be sharing so many stories over the next many years. This grassroots movement that we have created is going to go on for eternity. And someone will take over my legacy afterwards. But I'm so excited to be here now. And I want to share a story about one of the most important men I've ever heard about. A friend of mine had a grandfather who had one arm, and he was a committed missionary. And he was so incredibly unique, so outrageously unique. He is a great role model for all of us here that are creating this grassroots movement. Look to lift others. This gentleman did it all the time, never complaining about only having one arm. I mean, just an incredible individual. And here's one of the most special parts of this story. This gentleman would make up his own newsletters. He would take sayings from the Bible and explain what they mean, and he'd make up these little newsletters. And on his bike, listen to this, on his bike, he would ride around handing out these messages. He was such a powerful speaker, a unified preacher. He only talked about unification. He went to all of these different churches, and every one of them that had the motto that, you know, our way is the way to God, believe it or not, they respected this missionary so great, and they would welcome him in to talk to their congregations. And his message was a little different. His message was, every religion is leading us to the same God. Every religion is leading us to the same God. Do you know how powerful that is in completely destroying the separation we have now in this world over religion? Do you know how powerful he was as a one-armed missionary going from church to church to church, that he wasn't even involved at these churches? These priests, these ministers, these bishops, they welcomed him in. They knew what he was going to say. And even though the Sunday before they may have saying, you know, you're in the right church because this is the church where people go to God. When he would come to do his messages, when he would come to do his sermons, they bowed before him because he was so far ahead of his time. He was spreading the message of love. He wasn't spreading the message of diversion. He wasn't spreading the message of one place is better than another church or one temple is better than one synagogue. No, he was speaking the truth. And these high-level bishops and pastors and ministers and priests could do nothing but bow before him because he was so incredibly wise. He wanted to bring us all together. It's the same thing our movement, looking to lift others, is doing now. This gentleman is a trailblazer, a leader. Can you imagine riding around from city to city on your bike, handing out flyers, going to churches and saying, I want to speak for you. I want to speak to your congregation. I want us all to become one. My Lord, what a powerful message. At his funeral, thousands of people showed up. Bishops and bishops from all over the place. Pastors, ministers, priests, rabbis, everyone respected this gentleman, known as Grandpa, known as the one-armed missionary. He is one of the reasons that I am so inspired to carry on a part of his legacy. I could never reach his legacy, but I can carry on a part of it by encouraging people to look to lift others as he did his whole life with his one arm. Join us at TalkDavid.com. There's so many inspiring stories like this I'm going to share because we are going to bring our country and the world, I don't give a crap if it's one person at a time, back to civility, back to compassion, back to loving each other, back to more patience. Yeah, we can do it. And for the doubters, that's okay. I understand. I've been doubted in so many things my whole life. It never bothers me. No one ever thought I'd play Division I basketball at Syracuse University. No one ever thought that I would write 16 books. No one, and I'm not bragging. I believe in me, and these messages are not even me. I am being channeled through like you wouldn't believe. And I bet this one-armed grandpa, this one-armed missionary, I know he's one of those people channeling through me right now, pushing me to do this work, pushing me to go against society, the racial division, the political division. He is pushing me along with all of my other spiritual guides to bring us together one person at a time. I feel so blessed and filled with gratitude to do this work. Join me at TalkDavid.com. Share your stories at TalkDavid.com. Sending love. I'm David Essel. Lifting others. That's what it's all about. Looking to lift others. TalkDavid.com. Have a beautiful day.